UofHealth childcare specialist Kim Todd wanted to make proton therapy cancer treatment less intimidating. So she created an interactive storybook app to introduce kids to the hospital environment before they arrive.
We're familiarizing them with the different sights and sounds that they'll see.
10-year-old Aaron Yunus is almost done with proton therapy for his brain tumor. He started therapy before the app came out, but says it would have been helpful. He didn't know what to expect when he started.
First time I walked in there, I thought it was NASA.
UofHealth worked with Microsoft and more than 30 Flagler College students to develop the app.
Hi, I'm Jefferson.
Jefferson is a proton who kind of looks like an orange with legs. He guides kids through the process. Proton therapy doesn't harm as much surrounding healthy tissue as other types of radiation, but it requires patients to hold still, so kids must wear immobilization devices like plastic masks. The app ensures that's not a surprise.
This is the mask.
That doesn't look like a mask.
Well, Jefferson, the mask is hard at first. Once we dip it into warm water, it comes out soft.
Finally, the app takes prospective patients to the end of their treatment journey, ringing the chimes in the Institute's lobby. It's a tradition most patients will be able to partake in, for real, after 6 to 8 weeks of treatment. Serena Summerfield, 89.9 WJCT News.